This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hamas says it has approved a ceasefire deal for Gaza put forward by Qatari and Egyptian mediators. The latest framework calls for the release of some hostages in exchange for a temporary ceasefire and the release of some Palestinian prisoners. But an Israeli official said the proposal that Hamas had accepted was a softened version of an Egyptian proposal, which included far-reaching conclusions that Israel could not accept. Russia's defense ministry says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of tactical nuclear weapons. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The announcement Monday came days after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. The ministry says the drills are in response to provocative statements and threats of certain Western officials regarding the Russian Federation. It was the first time that Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Tactical nuclear weapons have a lower yield compared to massive warheads that arm intercontinental ballistic missiles intended to obliterate entire cities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers now reports on Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to France.
As China's president visits Paris, French President Emmanuel Macron sets trade in Ukraine as a top priority. China's President Xi Jinping arrived at the French presidential palace to a warm welcome from President Macron and from a military band outside the Élysée. The two-day state visit is expected to focus on trade disputes over electric cars, cognac, and cosmetics. Macron will also press Xi to use his influence to move Russia towards ending the war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News.